Right now, we're continuing our series of candidate interviews for Wisconsin's 2016 congressional races. We've invited candidates running to represent Wisconsin to join us here on Central Time and on the Joy Cardin Show.
This week, we've been looking at the 6th Congressional District in eastern Wisconsin, which incorporates everything from Wisconsin Dells to Oshkosh, Sheboygan, and Beaver Dam. Independent candidate Jeff Dahlke is running against Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman and Democratic candidate Sarah Lloyd. Grothman and Lloyd both joined us earlier this week, and you can hear their interviews on WPR.org.
Jeff Dahlke joins us now to talk more about his candidacy. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, why are you running for Congress?
Well, first of all, I want to make a better world for my kids and my grandkids. I don't know if we have another 10 years like we've just had, what kind of country we're going to have left. Things are in such turmoil. It seems to like most of it's coming because of the campaign finance system. There's so much money, dark money, corruption in the campaign finance system that it needs to get changed. We need to fix the Social Security. There's just so many reasons. Social Security is a big one. We need to make it solvent. We need to replay the $2.3 trillion that was stolen from that fund. National security, that's another reason. ISIS is running rampant all over the world. I believe it's in 36 countries now. Well, we need to stomp it out. We need help from other countries, but we need to get on top of that. And, of course, the education system, Common Core. It's pretty sad when a parent actually has to have classes to help their student with homework. It's ridiculous.
I understand it was a conscious decision for you to run as an independent instead of going in a primary for one of the major parties. Why was that independent label important to you?
Well, I don't want to behold to any party. All I want to do is represent the people of Wisconsin and not have to answer to a party. Once you're involved with the party, you have to play their game. If you don't answer the way you want them to answer, vote the way you want them to vote, you know where your funding is going to be for the next term? Non-existent. They won't fund you.
Can you talk some about your background, your career, and how that might help you representing Wisconsin in Congress?
Well, I worked highway construction my whole life. I was born and raised on a farm, on a dairy farm, just outside of Green Bay. The job that I have now lets me travel all over the world as a global service technician. I get to work with foreign governments, building their roads and some of their airports. I've been all over Russia, China, Indonesia, Australia. So I think that's going to help out on the long end of it.
And compare and contrast yourself a little bit to the other candidates in this race, both Republican Glenn Grothman and Democratic candidates Sarah Lloyd. Obviously, they are very different candidates from one another. How do you distinguish yourself from them?
Well, the biggest thing is I'm not a politician. I'm not a candidate with a background in Democrat or Republican. I have Democratic values. I have Republican values. I have Libertarian values. That's one of the biggest things. Also, I'm not bought and paid for by special interests. If you're part of the party, you don't know where that money's coming from, and a lot of it's dark and gray money. So that's how I believe that I differentiate myself from them. I'm a true representative of the people of Wisconsin. I've lived here my whole life. I've worked here. I've worked right along people throughout the state. I believe that's what separates me from them.
We've asked both the other candidates how they would work with or sometimes even against the presidential candidate in their own party. As a congressperson, how would you view working with a President Donald Trump or a President Hillary Clinton?
I believe that I can work with anybody. I've traveled all over the world and worked with people from, you know, of different countries. So I don't believe that would be a problem. I believe that I can work with anybody. In fact, I would enjoy working with them because I can unify the two parties.
We're talking to candidate Jeff Dahlke. He is running in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District against incumbent Republican Glenn Grothman and Democratic candidate Sarah Lloyd, part of our series of candidate interviews over the next couple of weeks. Let's get into some particular issues now. Free trade agreements have been a huge issue in the presidential race in particular and other races as well. Things like the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership, going back to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. What are your thoughts on these agreements?
TPP is just a bad idea. All it is an extension of NAFTA. NAFTA in itself cost Wisconsin 40,000 jobs, I believe, since it started, and we're still losing jobs because of it. We have to have, if we're going to have a trade agreement with anybody, we have to be on a fair playing field with everybody else. they don't have the wages that we have here in the States. They don't have the regulations for EPA and emissions. I've been to China, and in Lanzhou, China, you cannot see across the river from one side to the other because the pollution is so bad on any given day. We need to be fair, and even if they want to get into any kind of trade agreement on a global market, it's just not fair the way we have things set up now.
As you've said in your line of work, you deal with people in other countries. A lot of jobs in the U.S. are dependent on some form of international trade. Is it possible to negotiate good agreements that address your concerns but still keep the doors open to that kind of trade?
Well, I believe so, but that goes back to what I had just stated. We actually have to have on an even playing field. You know, we have to be apples for apples with these other countries. We are getting regulated to death on everything on a global market. We need to make things fair. And I think that we can work with people and get this done.
Now, this election cycle, it's been pretty rough around the edges at a lot of points. Approval ratings for the body you're trying to join, Congress, have been low, maybe historically low. What would you do to help improve the way, as an independent, to help improve the way Congress functions and boost its ratings among the American people?
Well, I would like to work with, on both sides of the aisle to actually get things done. I mean, we've had a do-nothing Congress here for the past 8 years. They really haven't done anything except fight with each other, stonewall each other. Nobody wants to do anything. I think being an independent, I would like to get there, and especially when we have our freshman orientation, get everybody together before they can get poked and prodded by their parties when everybody's there and say, hey, guys, we have the chance right now to make history. All of us freshmen, let's this be our third party. And let's work together, because you can go to your prospective parties back and forth, but I think that I can be a leader in that, in getting everybody to work together.
One issue that's been a big hang-up in the House, in particular in Congress in general, is immigration reform. What are your thoughts on immigration reform and border security?
We definitely need to do something about the border. You just can't let everybody keep walking into this country. First of all, it's not safe, especially what's happening with ISIS. I mean, you can get to Mexico and walk across the border if you want. We need to do something, but we can't just go and round up 13 million people and send them back across the border. It would cost way too much money. It's not feasible. But I have an idea that we could do on this. We could have a pay to stay. If you want to stay here, you give 25% of your gross for 2 years, and here you go. As long as you didn't do any crime in that amount of time, you can stay. And otherwise, you know, you give the people 1 year, make as much money as you can, and then leave. It gives, in that 1 year time, it gives the employers time to replace them. And I think it's fair and equitable. I think it's the only thing that we can do. It makes sense.
You mentioned earlier education as a top priority. What kind of change, a Common Core, you'd like to see changed or gotten rid of, it sounds like. What else would you do to boost the educational system in the U.S. and in your district?
Well, I think we need to let the power go back to the states and the local governments again. The federal government is dabbling in things that they shouldn't. It's redundant. The Department of Education, other than a few grants that it gives on the college end, I mean, why not give that power back to the states where it belongs? And as far as college education, we need to do something for the college loans. They're just out of hand. I believe that you should never have to pay more than what you can get your cheapest home loan for, and make it a simple interest loan so you're not paying forever and ever and ever. I think those are two of the biggest things that we need to do. And then, of course, get rid of Common Core.
Turning to health care, the current makeup of the House, they voted multiple times in favor of repealing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. What are your thoughts on the Affordable Care Act? What changes would you like to see made, or would you like to see it repealed outright?
Well, right now there's 29 million people that still do not have insurance, and there's another 7.5 million that would rather pay the fine because the premiums are so high. We can take a look and see what we have right now, and see if there's anything that we can salvage from it. We have something in place, but if we look into it and we can't salvage it, we might actually just have to scrap the whole thing and start over. They're talking single payer, but that's not the greatest idea in the world neither. We would actually have to check with Canada on this and see where their shortfalls are. I know I've been to Canada probably about, I think, 6 weeks ago, and I was asking them about their health care there. They said, yeah, it's great. Everything's paid for, but the wait time, they said, is horrible. People just go in for any good reason. You know, if you have a cold, you have a scratch, people are going to their doctor. We need to get on top of that if we ever decide to go with a single payer.
And on your website, you mentioned workers' issues, working class Americans. What would you do as a congressperson to help them?
Well, I believe that we would actually have to work with the businesses and also with the unions. I mean, the unions in their time were a great thing, but like anything else, when you have too much people, you know, they get corruption even in that end of it. But we would need to, you know, sit down with the leaders of businesses and the workers and the unions, and we can strengthen everything again by doing that. You know, unions that once upon a time, they were a great thing, but they've kind of been getting chiseled at lately because, well, part of their own doing. They need to fix their own house, and then from that end, we can start working together again to build jobs, build relations, and have things work like they used to.
And very briefly, Jeff, in our last few seconds, final thoughts for our listeners.
Just remember me on November 8th. And remember, if you want to know any more about me, go to my website, www.jeffdahlkeforcongress.com, or you can check me out on Facebook.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Jeff Dahlke. He's an independent candidate running for Congress in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District.